This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 2/11/21. This is show number 204. Well, Nick, markets, what are we doing today?
Well, today the markets look like they're up a little bit to start the morning. We'll see how it plays out by the end of the session. But right now, I've been keeping an eye on the Russell 2000. That's still the strongest index out there. Remember, the Russell represents small cap stocks in the United States. The index has been a really good leading indicator. It's up over 16% this year. The problem with the Russell at the moment, though, is it's extremely overbought, and it's moving into what we call parabolic territory, or it's a parabolic formation. And unfortunately, all parabolic moves are eventually subject to sharp sudden decline. So we have to be a little bit aware of that, got to be a little bit on guard. But right now, overall, the Russell is still the leading index out here. And the other indexes are doing fine as well. But the Russell's really exceptional. It's gone parabolic. That was a good leading indicator a couple of years ago, and it still remains a good leading indicator now. So we'll be watching that pretty closely, but no real problems out here for the markets that I foresee at the moment, but some things could be on the horizon.
Yeah, well, we could have a sudden sharp decline, huh?
Yeah, when you start to see, you know, parabolic moves and so many different charts go parabolic, they're going to start to reverse. And you could just use the GameStop GME. As the model. And again, it doesn't mean necessarily that we're going to be in that time frame or that amount of speed, but the pattern plays out over and over again. And you got to be really, really careful when you start to get so many of these patterns out here at one time.
Hey, we're seeing it now with Cryptomania and Elon Musk. He seems to like every crypto out there, huh?
Yeah, he's really touting the crypto stocks right now, and he's cheerleading them. And, you know, again, people are flocking into these things, but I find it rather amazing that, you know, he wasn't touting Bitcoin when it was at 30,000. You know, he puts that $1.5 billion Tesla buy when it's at, you know, 40,000. So, you know, again, right now, I guess that's the hot thing right now. It's like a mania. Everybody's just in love with crypto. I saw the rapper actor LL Cool J put $76 million into a new crypto. I've seen all these other celebrities getting into other things like SPACs. Colin Kaepernick is getting into a SPAC. Alex Rodriguez, the baseball player, started his own SPAC. I mean, we have froth like never before. And all I could say is the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking. Yeah, these SPACs are so interesting. Because, you know, we see them at the height of every market. SPAC's just a new name for an old dog. They call them blank check companies. They call them blind trust. It's just the same thing.
Yeah, and again, it's you know, when you get these things in droves, we're looking at micro caps right now, micro cap biotech stocks that go from 10 cents to $2. It's the ultimate dash for trash. I mean, this isn't a warning sign. If this isn't a NASCAR caution flag, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and you can play this accordingly, which is why you really got to go over to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Sign up today, because the trade of the decade, who knows, perhaps the century, will soon be upon us. And the micro caps, micro cap biotechs, just another example, right?
Yeah, when these things run, you know, the way they're running, you know, we're just seeing a massive dash for trash. And, you know, that's a very, very frothy signal for the market. You got to be really, really careful. I've been a defender of the little guy, trying to help out traders my whole life, because when I got into this business, no one was there to help me. And it was really a long struggle. I've made every mistake that anybody could make out there, probably more than one time. In fact, definitely more than one time. So I'm just putting the caution flag out there. You want to be careful in this environment.
Yeah, be careful because the tree does not grow to the sky, right?
That is correct. And again, while everybody, you know, is chasing the same pot of gold, eventually, you know, that pot comes up empty at the top.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. So everyone's chasing the same pot of gold. And hey, looking at gold, speaking of gold and silver, they're kind of doing nothing now.
Yeah, just a lot of pausing, backing and filling. Today, we're not looking at any dramatic move. Gold futures down about 80, 90 cents as we speak. Silver basically up 24 cents. It's not a terrible day there for silver. Silver's still a better chart than gold right now. And that's actually hanging in there pretty well. But again, I still think there's more backing and filling for both right now.
Yeah, so you were saying before that the Russell 2000, because it's been the leading index, is really the one to watch for this stuff, huh?
Yeah, you have to watch that right now. I mean, even today, it's showing the best strength in the market as well. I mean, the Russell right now is up about 0.8%, where you have the Dow just up 0.1%. You have the NASDAQ up about 0.4%, and the S&P up 0.2%. So, you know, the Russell is up 16% this year. It's really outperforming everything. And in all fairness, you know, it's been outperforming since late October when I said the Russell showing really good relative strength, looks like it wants to break out. And it did that. And I was in that trade with my members and we made great money. Problem is I didn't hold on long enough. But either way, the Russell's been a great leading indicator. It's been a great leading indicator really for years now. So you definitely want to pay attention to it. There's a lot of other things you want to watch as well. But, you know, all you got to do is keep an eye on that Russell. The Russell starts to roll, then there could be bigger problems ahead.
Hey, so look at our VIX here. Again, it's complacency. It's higher than it was a year ago when it was hitting all-time bottoms. It's down a bit today. I think we should start covering that somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really have, I mean, the VIX is more engaging it's a spike index. I was just in the VXX trade, which is a volatility ETF when in the options program and is also in my swing trading program. And, you know, we hit a small home run on that when we got the big spike on the 27th. And we sold into that right at the top. And the next couple of days, it still remained high, but it has come crashing back down. But yeah, you know, now, you know, if traders, you definitely want to keep an eye on it because it has given back all of the spikes. But again, could be setting up a little bit now going forward. We'll see how it plays out. And right now, when you look at the volatility index itself, you know, it's sitting around 2180, got down to 20 yesterday. So it's actually come off the lows a little bit. But long story short, I think this is going to be a great play this year.
And it's just a matter of when and perhaps start setting up for it now. Well, gold and silver, I guess we'll just keep an eye on it. Cryptos, at some point, people are going to need money for all their share losses, right? And they're going to probably sell off crypto to cover them.
Well, that's a possibility. Again, a lot of the people that get into cryptos are not necessarily the average investor. So, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out. But the one thing I would say is in the markets, you always want to watch two groups of traders, the strong hands and the weak hands. And if I could say anything about crypto, and I don't want to make this sound offensive, but there's a lot of weak hands holding crypto. So you have to be aware of that as well. Another thing you have to be aware of, too, is since we had the GameStop move where GameStop went up to almost $500 a share. Now it's crashed back down to $50 a share. I said back there too, you don't have a lot of strong hands in that as well. I mean, it was an epic climb and it did make a climactic top, but you see it's back to $50. I ultimately think it will go even lower. But the point I'm trying to make here is when you don't have those strong hands, these things don't last. And that's why parabolic moves always seem to play out the same way, which is another parabolic move to the downside.
Yeah, it's the parabellum, the parabolum, however you say it. You know what I'm saying? It goes to the top. It's basically like kind of this spike with a little rounded top, and then it goes down.
It does a round trip. And, you know, again, you know, these patterns are footprints of human nature on the chart. And that's why I use charts. It's not that I'm smart enough to figure out any story. I never really can tell you the story. I don't know it. And I don't pretend to know it, but I do know charts pretty well.
Yeah. And interesting thing, I sent you an article on, I think it was Sunvest, which is a hedge fund that had been touting GameStop for months. And interestingly enough, they managed to get out at the top, unlike many of their many of the smaller traders, the weaker hands, and they made $700 million.
Yeah, I mean, any real trader is going to recognize the chart pattern and get out at that point. You're not going to stick around. That's not what trading is about. I know the Reddit boards with touting people to hold the line and things like that. It's just not part of human nature, and trading has never changed. And you could go back to the beginning of time where people were bartering, you know, bread and meat and things like that. I mean, you could chart these things out. You'll see the same patterns play out over and over.
Yeah, and I think we'll leave it at that. So anyway, for that trade of the decade, perhaps of the century, go over to InTheMoneyStocks.com, sign up, get that trade now because it's getting close, and make sure you look at the Twitter feeds at NickSantiago01, at ITMS, at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails. We'll get to them shortly. KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday and see what things are up to.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, InTheMoneyStocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.